for the new folks, move if you feel tired or you feel some pain. We don't encourage a lot of physical suffering here. The whole point is what we do with the mind. And trying to identify the mind becomes the most difficult situation here. Because normally what we think of as mind is what goes on between our ears. And we can say that, yes, this is the mind that, say, the great Bodhidharma calls the mind of passion. We can call it, like the third patriarch in the Shinshin Ming, the picking and choosing mind. See, we can call it dualistic thinking. We can call it ego mind. But when we talk about Buddha mind, this enlightened state, this enlightened nature, see, it has nothing whatsoever to do with what you're thinking behind your eyes. That's dualistic. And again, always we come to the same point, that if you're sitting there talking to yourself now, thinking that whatever you understand in between your ears, behind your eyes, is somehow or another it, you've missed the point. And in going through these great teachers, also reminds me of what my teacher said about constantly talking about the same thing. Those of you, all of you in here know that I continuously am complaining about having to give talks. I don't like to give talks. I would prefer just to do the practice. But this is the practice. And somehow or another, we have to be able to bring it down through words, or we will all be hopelessly lost. The old masters could bring it through words. If it isn't brought down through words, then it's dead. So we have to use the words. And then it becomes part of the teacher's practice, and to somehow or another not become overly saturated, nauseated by saying the same thing over and over and over again. See, one of the things that I feel that I, for me at least, the thing that I most vigorously want you to experience and try to experience is that the teaching of Buddha Dharma is real. See, still, some of you still play with this as a conceptual game. Transformation is absolutely possible. Kensho, enlightenment. You hear this and you read it, you know. How many teachers today actually believe there is such a thing as enlightenment? They don't. And to call themselves Buddhist is false. There is Kensho, there is enlightenment. And the story of the Buddha is one of enlightenment. What does enlightenment mean? It means to simply wake up. So long as you were caught in the dream world, in behind your eyes, so long as you're caught conceptualizing, see, and then, see, you conceptualize, you react to the thoughts, the concepts that you're holding, the emotions that flood you, and then you project outward. See, but there is no outward. So you simply project into yourself and you cause yourself to live in this spin, this delusional place of samsara. And that spin is totally insane. It's totally crazy. See, this is the great teaching of the Buddha. Life is suffering. When we say life is suffering, what life is he talking about? He's talking about the life that you're experiencing right here, right now, if you're trapped in delusional thought. What is delusional thought? See, experiencing yourself as separate. See, and the thing that is happening today that is so dynamic in the world is the field of quantum physics is now moving more, see, into the plane of spiritual understanding of the universe. I'm talking in terms of to think of what kind of impact one person waking up has on the entire universe. We know in the world of quantum physics, the meteorologist from MIT, years and years ago, I think in 1957, his name was there for a moment, it slips away from me. See, he said that a butterfly flapping its wings in Brazil, it is so interrelated, causes a rainstorm in New York 2 weeks later. Now, in the world of quantum physics, in the quantum world, see, all things are interconnected. And it goes beyond space and time. It transcends that. See, and that now is the world of science. Of course, there's a split. There will always be. There will be those who practice the classical sense of materialism, that the whole being, the whole cosmos, is based on material things, and that we try to break the material. We take a grain of sand and we try to break it down. I thought Kevin Wilber spoke to this eloquently. See, somehow or another, if we can reduce a grain of sand down to its subatomic particles, we will know something about the universe. Nothing. And I'll tell you what they know, that it is a bleak, barren place. That it's a place that's frightening because there is nothing there. But there is, in fact, a beach, an ocean. See, there's beautiful sunset. They're simply looking in the wrong way. This is what all of the teachings of the great Buddha Dharma. Remember, Buddhism is to bring about a transformation in your life so that you experience your moment to moment, see, in a great, joyful way. If that isn't happening, your practice is wrong. You have chosen to stay caught, see, in your ruminating mind. You have chosen to stay caught in the illusory, the delusional mind of separation. Again, let me hammer this. Separation, the three poisons that bring about the world of pain and suffering of samsara. See, what are they? Greed, anger, and ignorance. And ignorance is the granddaddy. And what is ignorance? Make Buddha Dharma simple for yourself. Ignorance is simply that you experience yourself in a state of separation. And in the world, see, of quantum physics now, the world that Omid Goswami and more of these are talking about day and day. And one of the things, by the way, do you know what they're coming up with now? Not just him, some of the other physicists, see. Is there a point? Is there a point? Is there a reason? And they're now beginning to say, it seems that the universe, the whole focus on the universe, has to do with us. With how we begin to experience reality. We're waking up. This is now not a great spiritual teachers, although they're moving in that direction. But see, it doesn't make sense if you want to use their rational mind. It makes sense if all of a sudden this great Buddha mind, Buddha, what mind are we talking about? Not an Asian god, get rid of that. Buddha mind simply means the enlightened mind. And where is the enlightened mind? It's right here, right now. See? And that everything, if I can say, conspires to bring about this most amazing sense of serenity, fearlessness. If you truly can penetrate through the barrier of your discriminating consciousness, and it's you who hold that up, it's you who won't release and give up on your notions of how things are. How things are. That's dualistic thinking. See? The point behind Buddha Dharma is the enhancement of your life. Scholars and a lot of people, see, because Buddha said life is suffering, so they see it as fatalistic, negative, nihilistic. It's not at all. Buddha is talking about samsara. See? And he tells you why it is suffering. And it's suffering because we hold on to a personal agenda. See? And if we even try to project out the notions of I want in a new agey la-la land, that doesn't work either, because it is still driven behind your personal ego agenda. Just change if you want to flip your feet around too, do. Make it easy for yourself. So long as you experience yourself as separate, folks, you're never going to find the kind of tranquility. You know, that's why they develop Prozac and whatever the hell else they do. That, for folks that can't find reality. And so what you do, you drug yourself. See? We bombard ourselves with all sorts of electrical stimulation. We ingest everything we can to try to find a little peace. And we always come back to the same place. There is a low-grade infection, see, because we're fragmented, we're schizophrenic. schizophrenia, separation. See? And then I take this non-real state, the state of separation, and I act as if it's real. See? And I set up what I like against what I don't like. I set up me against everything else. Everything is a threat, a potential threat. Ego isn't bad. It's trying to make me safe, but it can't make me safe in a world of impermanence. It's constantly changing. And even ego changes and is empty. Empty means nothing is fixed. There is no static entity within the whole universe. It is constant flux, constant change, energy moving. And this is not dead energy. This is not blind energy. This is not a vacuum. Each person in here is aware. See? And this great Buddha mind, see, in its most direct sense, see, is Muji. See? And how it affects, how it manifests, is how we sit here now. And if we can see that, and Buddha said see, but it isn't the seeing of a sentient being. It isn't seeing Nyogen here, seeing everything in separation. Everything outside of myself. You know, folks, the scientists are telling you now, outside of yourself, the scientists, what you're seeing and hearing now, this is going on inside the visual cortex of your brain. Think about it. I say this how many times? Domon must have heard me say it 1,000 times. But you should be stunned by that. That isn't a spiritual teacher telling you that, a scientist is telling you that, coming right out of Stanford. See, the illusion, the brain has the capacity to project an illusion of separation. There's something out here, but there is no technology. There is no way to measure it. They cannot tell you where outside and inside stop or begin. Where have we heard that before? 2,500 years ago, a little guy sitting in a cave with a dirty blanket around him said, no outside world, no inside world, and then for you smartasses, he says, and no in between. See, that's the world of oneness. And Buddha said, that is the illusion, see, and that illusion is delusional thinking. I am separate. And consequently, I sit in a world of fear. When that is wiped away, and that can be done, that's why we sit. And what do I have to get out of the way? My thinking mind, the mind of separation. If I get rid of that, then I experience the most amazing state of oneness. See, and that's reality. And there is just this rising and settling. See, I transcend. See, I transcend the limited world. See, the material world is an illusory body. But if you understand it from that standpoint and you try to play, it doesn't bring the transformation. You have to take the backward step.